Hi, my name is Phil, and I'm from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
14206.
Just to make sure, 14206, correct?
Yes.
5:40 p.m.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
What?
Yes. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
What a world. Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
44.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
15.
15 would be high school or college,
junior,
or
a college junior.
Thank you. And well, for whom did you vote in the 2020 election, general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? Or did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote?
Certain.
Will you probably vote?
Certain.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your country? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote... Okay, thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. First one is protecting LGBTQ rights. Does it matter a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or?
Does not.
Okay, so would you say does not matter much or does not matter at all?
At all.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights. Does it matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
It matters a lot.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
It matters a lot.
Thank you. The next one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Does it matter a lot? Matters somewhat, does not matter much,
matters,
or does not matter
a lot. Matters a lot.
Thank you. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say the first one is protecting LGBTQ rights? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote,
read
or no chance I will vote.
Read the question again.
Yes. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? The first one is protecting LGBTQ rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote on that one, on protecting LGBTQ rights.
Maybe I'm stupid. I can't follow what you're asking me.
Okay. Right now, I'm just giving you issues that let's say, for example, this one, protecting LGBTQ rights. About this issue, I'm asking you right now, how will you vote about this? If nothing will stop you to vote? Yes, if nothing will stop you to vote, or... Can you hear me?
Does that protect them?
Okay.
It's kind of a crazy question, yeah. No, I'm not voting for it.
Okay. So the option will be no chance.
And I'll strongly vote because I want to vote again.
Thank you. And the next one is protecting abortion rights. Will you say nothing will stop me? I'm voting for that. I want to vote and probably will vote for that. It is convenient. I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote about protecting abortion rights. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm trying to think. Because it's not making question ain't making much sense to me. Now, maybe it's just me. You asked me, will I vote for it or will I vote against it? Or how strong? It doesn't make any sense to me now. Maybe I'm just stupid. But I can't follow the way you're putting it. You're not asking me how I'm going to vote. You're asking me, will I vote?
Well, let me just read the question again. And, well, for the people, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following?
I don't get busy when it's time to vote. Maybe that's what it is. I don't get busy. I strongly vote.
Okay. And, well, for these following issues, for each of the following issues, would you say that nothing will stop you?
I'm a black person in America. Nothing will stop me from voting. That's my answer. Now.
Okay,
now.
And what about the issue on protecting abortion
nothing
rights?
Will stop me
nothing
from voting. That's my answer. To anything to vote, nothing will stop me as long as I live.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate
Democrat,
Robert F.
Democrat,
Kennedy?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third-party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, third party, or independent candidate?
If I had to vote, Democrat.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated?
No change.
Okay, thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Thank you. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protection to the state bills of right. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national or origin, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, how would you vote, yes or no?
I'd vote yes if I had to.
Thank you. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would remove parents' right over the children's medical decision, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protection, give voting rights to immigrants, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, prohibit housing discrimination, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, or provide protections on the basis of gender?
I don't know. That's too big a question. I don't know. I can't answer that. No answer. Gee. You have to read it a couple of times for me to get. I mean, it's too convoluted. No. I don't have an answer. How about that?
Okay, I do understand. Let me just... if you don't mind, let me just go ahead for us to have your available opinion. Let me just go ahead and read again in a better way these options. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this
amendment
would...
Again. Y'all should be paying somebody for this survey. This is outrageous. Read the amendment again.
Yes, this is the amendment. Add certain protections to the state bills of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. So, based on what I've just read right now, based on this amendment, do you think this amendment would remove parents' right over their children's medical decision, put protection? Let me read you the options, and you can stop me when you select the option that when you hear that the option that would better fit. What do you think that this amendment would do?
I don't think any of it fits. You know, an amendment is an amendment. An enforcement is two different things. So I don't think it would do much of anything. It sounds good, but what it will do, I don't think it would do anything.
Okay. For protocols, let me redo the options that we have. The first one is remove parents' right over the children's medical decisions. Put protections for abortions into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protection, give voting rights to immigrants, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, prohibit housing discrimination, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, or provide protections on the basis of gender.
So what do I think the amendment would do?
Correct. About these options, which one do you think that better would fit your... What do you think that the amendment would do?
Would do?
Correct.
I read them again.
Yes. Remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protection.
I think it would be the first one rather than anything else. That's
okay, thank you.
Some crazy stuff.
Thank you. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortions into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely
vote no
on this? Thank you. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated? Let me read you the options. Much more motivated to vote on this amendment, somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment, no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote on the amendment, or much less motivated to vote on the amendment.
Somewhat.
Okay, would that be somewhat more motivated or somewhat less motivated?
Somewhat less motivated.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one is, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. How much do you agree between 0 and 10? This statement.
A 10, I guess. Yeah, 10, I agree.
Thank you. Children should, the next one is, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. How do you agree with this statement? 0
10,
means
strongly,
strongly
agree. Strongly agree. Strongly, yeah. 10.
Thank you. And next one is, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. You can choose an number. Yes, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. How much do you agree with this statement between 0 and 10? You can choose any number between 0 and 10.
About a 3.
Thank you. The next one is, everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Strong 10.
Thank you. Next one is, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Thank you. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
0.
Thank you. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
10.
Thank you. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
0.
Thank you. It is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
8.
Thank you. And well, here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time, when we are seeing state governments encouraged to walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no to this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I probably vote no.
Thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote?
Certain.
Will you probably vote?
Certain.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Let me read you these statements. Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents to their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on a national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Do you agree with Statement A or Statement B?
I don't agree with either one of them.
Okay. And well,
I don't agree with
okay.
Either.
Thank you. And well, next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think this is an extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of Prop 1, 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. So, how would you rate this statement from 0 to 10?
What is 0?
Thank you.
You know what?
Next one is.
I'm through. This has been too long and it's too convoluted for a survey, okay?
I don't understand. If you just give me just 5 minutes more.
I'm stopping.
Yes, if you just give me 5 minutes more, I promise you that we're going to get this finished. We're just about in the last questions. And I'll try to do this as fast as I can. We would really appreciate your opinion, and your voice and opinion matters. So if you just give me 5 minutes more, we're just about to finish.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Well, let me just read 3 statements more. Let me do it as quick as I can. So the first one is, right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right of abortion, does not protect the right of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the right of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. So would you rate this from 0 to 10?
So 0 is I agree with it, or what is 0?
0 would be that statement is not motivating at all, and 10 means it's extremely motivating, a reason to vote.
0. That's not near. Yeah. 0.
Thank you. The next one is, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalism agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get abortion, threatened by the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. This meant, how would you rate it from 0 to 10 as a motivating reason to vote? Thank you. And the last statement is, the government is supposed to work for people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state elected politicians accountable to be the standard of protection for all. Here in New York, there is for electors and government officials in their position of power to discriminate against New Yorkers. Can you hear me better now?
Zero.
Okay. Thank you. And well, sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It is okay if they did not, but once again, here at one, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November adds certain protection to the state bills of rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state's constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive, healthcare, and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I wouldn't vote on it.
You would?
No, I wouldn't vote on it.
Thank you. And well, after reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, the state and local offices, and the ballot issues than you were at the start of this survey? And is that somewhat or much more or less likely? So would you say are you much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, no change, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
No change.
Thank you. And well, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. And well, we're just in the last questions. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I'm not answering no kind of questions anymore. It's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous. You don't need to know
okay.
What my gender, what a person. It just
okay.
No, I'm not answering that.
No worries. No That's worries. Next question is: are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single,
widow.
Separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widow.
Thank you. Next question is: are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong or not as strong. What does that mean? Not as strong.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, retired?
Retired.
Thank you. Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know, $50,000.
Sorry, you cut off. What was that?
$50,000.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your time and your valuable opinion.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Thank you. Bye for now.